Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
The my spirit is just so happy just to sit back and read the scriptures that our Lord and Savior quoted. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. So the first scripture I'm going to go to is John 11:43-3. Glory be to God. I'm sorry, John 11:41-3. And it says, so they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Glory be to God. That I thank you that you have heard me. And we got to know when we pray, God hears us. And the Amplified Version say, so they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. You have heard me. Yes, I know you always hear and listen to me. But I have said this on account of and for the benefit of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you did send me, that you have made me your messenger. When he said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And as we know, if you do not know, Lazarus did rise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The second scripture would be John 12:27-28. And Jesus prays, now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, and I had glorified it and will glorify it again. Jesus prays, Father, glorify your name. Whatever we pray, whatever we ask for, I feel that it should glorify God. God, if I'm asking you for a vehicle, am I going to use that vehicle to help the other saints of God? I'm just asking you for a vehicle for my selfish needs. What I do, is it going to glorify you when I pray or something? Glory be to God. The next scripture will be John 12:27-28. In the Amplified Version, it says, now my soul is troubled and disturbed. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour of trial and anguish. But it was this very purpose that I came to this hour, that I may undergo it. Rather, I will say, Father, glorify, honor, and extol your own name. Then there was a voice out of heaven saying, I have already glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Honor your own name, Father. This is what Jesus prayed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the next scripture, you know, I have read John before plenty of times, but you get different revelation when you read it over again. And this scripture just jumped out at me when I was reading it. So it's John 17, 1 and 26. And this is what Jesus prayed. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your son, that your son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me. And they obeyed, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the word you gave me, and they accepted them. They know with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is theirs, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the ones doomed to destruction so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, and they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is now that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For then I sanctify myself, that they too may truly be sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I'm in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that they have, that you have sent them. I have given them glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. And a couple of times in these verses, Jesus says, let them be one. We have to be on one accord. And at the end, he talked about, you know, in order that the love you have for me may be in them. And we have to continue to walk in love. So God, we get the glory. And this is what Jesus prayed. Hallelujah. He prayed for us. He prayed for us. Hallelujah. So God, may get the glory. I'm not going to read the Amplified version of that scripture. I'm going to turn to Matthew 6, 8 through 13. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to pray so God can get the glory. Because when we pray, glory be to God. Agonizing because he knew what was to come. But he said, yet not my will, but thy will be done. And we have to say, Father, no matter how it hurts, no matter what we're going through, not my will, God, but thy will be done. Hallelujah, Jesus, because it's all about God's will. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. And Jesus prayed in Luke 10:29. At this time, Jesus felt full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. As we know with Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, some of the scriptures will be the same, but they just quoted them a different way. So the next thing Jesus prayed in Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. There it go again. Not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And then in Luke 25:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divide up his clothes by casting lots. He said, forgive them, because they don't know what they do. And sometimes we have to say, Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. If you truly know that they know not what they do, and they're coming against the people of God, they know not what they do. And God said, pray for them to despitefully use you. And he when he calls a fire on their head, glory be to God. And the next scripture Jesus prayed was Luke 23:46. It said, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last breath. And we know that's when he was dying on the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have to pray. When we pray, God answers. Jesus prayed, glory be to God. And we have to pray so we can be more like him.
Everything that I say, when I become a vessel that you can work with, my preference is, Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to be.
I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel that you work through. I want to be more like you. Glory be to God. Now I'm going to read John 14, 12 through 14. And this is what Jesus said about prayer. Glory be to God. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will be even greater and do greater things because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. There he go again, bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So Jesus, this is what Jesus said about prayer, that you may ask for anything in my name. Someone asked me one day, why do we have to pray if God already knows what we need? Because Jesus told us to. So John 15, 7 and 8 says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. So here he said, ask again, what Jesus said about prayer. But he also said, if you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish. So if you know you remain in him and your word remain in him, his word remain in you, ask. He said, ask. Ask. And it will happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to read John 14, 12. John 14, 12 to 14 in the Amplified Version. And it says, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believe in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than I, because I go to the Father. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and exalted in through the Son. Yes, I will grant. I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. That's what Jesus said about prayer. Ask. Remain in me. Let my word remain in you so God can get the glory, that you may bear fruit. Much fruit. Showing yourself to be his disciples. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the Amplified Version of John 15, 7 and 8 says, if you live in me, abide, virtually united to me, and my word remains in you and continue to live in your hearts. So he gives a stipulation, dear. Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. When you bear produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourself to be true followers of man, producing much fruit, bear fruit in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then John 16 and 23 and 4 says, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. And we are abiding in God, abiding in his word. Ask. He said, until now you have not asked. After studying this, I was like, okay, God, what have I not asked for? Hallelujah. I have to check my list to make sure my list is complete. And the Amplified Version says, John 16:23-24, and when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me, but you will need to ask me no questions. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. Up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name, as presenting all that I am. But now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, so that your joy, your gladness, delight may be full and complete. He say, ask and keep on asking. So I have to say, God, is it that I stopped asking because it didn't manifest? Hallelujah, Jesus. John 16:26-28 says, in that day, you will ask in my name. Then he go ask again. And I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He said he's going back. And we know what Jesus went back to. And we're just waiting. 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 With anticipation for him to come back again. Glory be to God. And I truly know that God hears prayers. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God answers prayers. Glory be to God. Even the prayers of the unrighteous. God answers them. Yes, he do. I believe the prayer he answered is the prayer for salvation. But that's my belief. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer.
Closet Go into your room, closet, door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Glory be to God. And that scripture just reminded me of the church I was in. We used to pray on the corners. We had signs out on the corners, and people were stopping their cars. And then someone said, but the Bible says, do not stand on the corner and pray. But we wasn't being hypocrites. We was praying for other people. And then someone else says, when they pray, they go in their closet. And they would speak in tongue and go in their closet and pray. And so me and her was fasting and praying together for the weekend. So I asked her, why you keep going in your closet? She said, because the Bible says you should go in your closet and pray. So I said, you never speak in tongue now that you're in your closet? She said, no. I said, but the Holy Spirit may want to do something in you or want you to pray for somebody that's not in your closet. So after me and her talked and prayed, she said, the next time she went over a lady house and she does Bible study with, the Holy Spirit just flowed through her speaking in tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we cannot hinder the work of God and his Spirit. When he wants to flow, we got to let him flow. Hallelujah, Jesus. The next scripture is Matthew 6:9-13. And it's the same scripture that I have quoted. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debtors as we have forgiven our debtors. Forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what Jesus said about prayer. The next one is Matthew 7:7-11, the next scripture. And it said, ask. He go, ask again. And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, through your evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? How much more? This is what Jesus said about prayer. Ask, knock, seek, seek, and the door will be opened. God has opened up many of doors for us, and sometimes we don't recognize that it's a door that's open. I pray, God, when you open a door, let me recognize it and run through it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The next scripture is Matthew 9:37-38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send our workers into his harvest. The harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. Hallelujah, Jesus. As the body of Christ, you need to come out from behind the four walls of the church and go out into the community. He said, go out into the highways and the byways because the harvest is plentiful. And show forth the love of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. This was Matthew 19:21. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it, the demon, out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus said, have faith. However, this kind does not go. go out and set that fasting and praying. We have to have faith. We got to fast and pray. And we got to know that we have authority to say, move wherever mountain is in your life. Move. Faith. And some things we have to fast and pray on. Glory be to God. And that is what Jesus said about prayer. In Matthew 18 through 20, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by your Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. So right now, there's more than two or three of us on this phone line. So Jesus is right here with us. And he said, whatever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever, and whatever two of you agree about, anything you ask, so we have to come into agreement, it will be done. The Amplified Version of Matthew 18 through 20 says, truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be whatever is already permitted in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything, everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when we pray, we got to say, God, I'll put you in remembrance of Matthew 18 and 20, what you said in your word. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, just for reminding us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And Jesus said in Matthew 21:12-13, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. He said, my house, his house, wherever his house is at, should be a house of prayer. Glory be to God. So Jesus, can glorify God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You are truly worthy, God, of all the glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus. And this also when Jesus said in Mark 26:42-46, he went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes was heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. wrath. Let us go. Here come my betrayers. And when I was reading this and studying this, I just thought about when we praying, when we standing in the gap, we have to have other people when we interceding that's not sleepy, that's not slothful, that's going to be watchmen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we won't be betrayed into the hands of sinners, into evil men. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are truly worthy, God. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue, as Jesus did, to pray. We have to continue to pray because the enemy continually try to bound us, try to bring back things of our past. He already peeped our future and trying to stop us for our destiny. And we can never be bound again.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today.
Hallelujah. We truly want to be free and continue to be free, knowing that Jesus has prayed for us. We have to pray. Jesus also said in Mark 11:25-24, have faith in God. And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, if anyone say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he has said will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. He said, believe that you receive it. We have to believe that we receive it, and it shall be ours. Glory be to God. The next scripture is Luke 22:40. And it says, on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Pray that you will not fall into temptation, into temptation. Hallelujah. And Luke 22:46 says, why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up and pray. Here you go again. That you will not fall into temptation. So we have to continue to pray that we do not fall into temptation and allow God to continue to get the glory for our lives. And that's the end for tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you have prayed. thank you, Father. I'm going to open up the lines for prayer requests or testimony. But first, I'm going to do the prayer for salvation. Yes, God do answer sinners' prayers. My belief is he answers sinners' prayers for the call of salvation. And so I'm going to say this prayer of salvation. If you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have backslidden and you need to come back to Christ, pray this prayer. If you're on the phone lines, if you're over the internet, glory be to God. I know that I have sinned. And right now I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I open the door of my heart and receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take control of my life and help me become the person you want me to be. Thanks for dying on the cross so I could be forgiven. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me in the name of Jesus. If you have backslidden, say, Father, I want to come back to you. I give you my heart again. Fill me again. Glory be to God. If you said that prayer, welcome into the body of Christ. We love you. Jesus loved you. You can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and we will and type in the comment box and we will send you a Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. You are truly worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Glory be to God. So now I'm opening up the phone lines. If there's any prayer requests, if there are any testimonies, you can come forth now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Any comments? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. If you have noise in your background, can you please mute your phone? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Prophet Teresa, can you cover me, please? Are you able?
Hey, amen. Sure, I didn't hear you. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, what were you asking me to do?
To cover me in prayer.
Okay, praise God. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, for every word that has been spoken. Father, we ask you right now that you would just keep her in all her ways, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would allow her to be stretched even the more, Father, in every single area. Refresh, renew, restore everything that you've poured out, Father. I bind up the enemy. I bind up anything that want to come against what you're doing through Evangelist Hannah in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that she is free in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that she's able to minister the word as you have given it to her, Father. And I decree and declare that the word has went forth and a seed has been planted and there shall be a harvest in the name of Jesus. Father, I cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And the blood of Jesus covers her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, if there's anyone on the line that has a prayer request, a testimony or comment, if not.
Hi, this is,
hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, this is
Minister Pamela Craddock. I want all the saints of God to be praying for me and my daughter. You know, it's one thing when the enemy come against me, but when he come against my child and trying to keep my child from the things that God has for her, I have to call on all the prayer warriors. So I want you all to pray for us, because right now we are in a fight against the enemy trying to keep her from trying to get to where God wants her to be. So I just want you guys to pray for us. Pray for Chicago Public Schools. Pray for those people that are running the schools. Pray for the principals at the schools, the teachers, and everything. So I want you all to pray for us.
Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up Minister Craddock, Lord God, and her daughter to you right now, Father God. I thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God. I pray right now that you will continue to commission your warfare and angels, Lord God, to warfare on their behalf, Lord God. Hallelujah,
yes, God.
Her guardian angels to watch over her daughter and take her into her destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority right now, God, over every furious dart that the enemy has sent against her or her seed in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Father, that every desire that is not like you that's in her daughter, God, that you snatch it out of her heart right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that any relationship that she have or trying to form, that the enemy is trying to form, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God, that will be broken right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I take authority over every negative word that has been spoken over her or her daughter, and I curse it from the root, and it shall not rise in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Her daughter shall be what you have called her to be, Lord God, before the foundation of the world, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Father God. I pray for all the school systems, Lord God, all over the United States, as the children prepare to go back to school, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I pray, Father God, for the principals, for the teachers, for the janitors, for the lunchroom workers, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they, O Koro Ramasata, will have the children, O Ramasata, in mind, Lord God, and no matter what they do, Lord God, I bind up accidents and incidents and murders, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I cry out, Father, for the children, Lord God, as they prepare to go back, Lord God, in the dangerous neighborhoods, Lord God. Keep them covered in your blood, Lord God. I see them all over the school buses, Lord God. They take them to and fro, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Name of Jesus.
Keep your children, Father.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and glory be to God. Hallelujah,
amen.
God. You get the glory in advance, Lord God. We shout hallelujah in advance for the testimony that's going to come forth, Lord God, from the minister, Lord God, concerning her seed, Lord God, concerning her child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That she is a woman of God, and she shall be what you call her to be. Take authority over every lie that the enemy is whispering in her child ear, God, in the name of Jesus, that she is beautifully and wonderfully made, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she walk in victory, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
Covered in your blood, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And glory be to God. You are so welcome, woman of God. God, get all the glory. Hallelujah. So if there's not any more comments, prayer requests, or testimonies, I love you. Jesus love you. I thank you for calling in to the program. Hallelujah. And you continue to have a blessed evening. And good night.
Good night.